I had lunch Friday with the Archbishop, just an intimate little setting. The Archbishop, me, and 40 other senior priests of the diocese. And after the meal, he had time for some questions, and one of the questions was about the upcoming papal visit, which will be happening this month here in the United States. And he made a couple comments about that, and then he said at the end, "And please do not encourage anybody to invite the Pope to come to Milwaukee." That sounded kind of strange, until he added that it's going to cost the Archdiocese of Philadelphia over $40 million to put on this papal visit. So that was his concern. With the papal visit coming up, in the news also recently, the Pope addressing the Christian community, the Catholic community in the world, was talking about that situation of the refugees now flooding into Europe, and he suggested that Catholic parishes around the world try to adopt, bring in one of these families. And if you've watched once in a while on television, they will have an ad from the Knights of Columbus talking about the situation over in the Middle East, talking about the Christian families, particularly in Syria and Iraq, and the great persecution that they're experiencing over there now because of ISIS. And then in the midst of all of this, again on the news, there's an article about the Catholic country of Hungary, saying that they will now keep all refugees out, that they will be erecting a wall, that they will be arresting anyone who gets through the wall. And it just seems kind of out of context with the call that we hear, even in the second reading today, with the Apostle James saying that we should have a faith that's shown in our actions, not just in our words. Now, with all of that, kind of as an introduction, let me remind some of you who are old enough to remember Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey would say, "And now the rest of the story." The Christians that we see in the Middle East right now who are suffering this great persecution are not those who are flooding Europe. They are being held back. Many of the agencies that are helping the refugees now in that part of the world are Muslim. They are not helping Christians. And they are not asking Muslim countries to welcome these Muslim refugees. Saudi Arabia, with all of its vast oil wealth, the Arab Emirates, Kuwait, these countries are not reaching out to help the people of their own faith. They're flooding into Europe. And again in the news, obviously, we just celebrated on Friday the remembrance of 9/11. And I heard someone talking about how young people today coming into college, those who were just little kids when this happened, do not know what the reason was for 9/11. They know what happened, they've seen the pictures of that, but they could not explain why that happened. And so I went to the internet to recall the words of Osama bin Laden, because I don't think many people, certainly young people, are aware of this. But back in 1980, 1996, I think, first. Then 1998, he reissued a fatwa, which is a religious directive to people to follow. And this was 5 years before 9/11. And what he's talking about is how we have done something terrible by invading Muslim lands. He's talking about when we were over in Kuwait, driving out Saddam Hussein from the land of Kuwait that he had taken over. And in order to do that, we marshaled our forces in Saudi Arabia in order to launch that campaign. And that obviously was something terrible because we were infidels in the land of the Muslims. So for that reason, we were wrong. And then he also includes how the people in Israel were taking control of Jerusalem, which he believes belonged to the Muslims. So he said to the people that he issued this to, "It is the duty now of every tribe in the Arab Peninsula to fight jihad in the cause of Allah, to cleanse the land from these occupiers. Allah knows that their blood is permitted to be spilled and their wealth is a booty to those who kill them." He also refers to something else that comes up in the readings today, where Jesus talks about how, being the Messiah, the Christ, that it would be necessary for him to die for us, and he would invite all of his followers to take up the cross and follow in his footsteps. Tomorrow, in fact, we have the feast of the exaltation of the cross, where we hold up the cross. And sometimes we are referred to as the people of the cross by people in the Middle East. And so in his fatwa, Osama says, "O Lord, the people of the cross had come and occupied the land of the two holy places." That's Saudi Arabia with Mecca and Medina. "And the Zionist Jews, fiddling as they wish with the Al-Aqsa Mosque," that's on the top of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. So he's talking how this has to be taken care of. That's what he was doing. He was encouraging people to fight us because it was their obligation as followers of Allah. And he goes to give this ruling at the end. He says, "The ruling to kill Americans and their allies, civilians and military, is an individual duty for every Muslim who can do it in any country in which it is possible to do it. And so we, with God's help, call on every Muslim who believes in God and wishes to be rewarded to comply with God's order to kill Americans, plunder their money wherever they find it. And we call on Muslim Ummah leaders, youths, soldiers, to launch the raid on Satan's U.S. troops and the devil's supporters allying with them, and to displace those who are behind them so that they may learn a lesson." Now that's the reason for 9/11. And with that in mind, I would ask you to think about, I would hope that all of everybody here today would want to live out their faith if a terrible tornado came through West Bend. I would hope that everyone here would want to reach out and help the people who were left homeless by such a catastrophe, that you would do whatever you could, that you'd open up your homes, you'd welcome them in. But if I were to ask you, I go up to Waupun once a month to the prison. If I were to ask you, we'd like to close the prison and invite everybody to take one of the prisoners. I don't think you would be unchristian if you would ask me, well, what's the person in for? And are they willing to give up the life that led them to that point? Are they willing to change their attitude before I want to open my home to them? Now, again, watching the news, it's interesting to see how every time one of the politicians now running for office says something kind of silly or stupid, the reporters run after all the other people and say, what do you think about that? And how are you going to answer that? I haven't heard any reporters yet going over asking the refugees coming in. And by the way, if you look, these are not old people coming into Europe. These are young people, many young men. And no reporter gets up and asks them, what do you think about what Osama bin Laden said? Do you believe that? Do you reject such silliness? Well, we are called upon to be Christian. We, the people of the cross, are invited to be compassionate to all. But I think we also have to know the rest of the story. That back almost 1,000 years ago, during the time of the Crusades, Muslim armies attacked Europe and came as far as Vienna before the Christians turned them back. On the west, they came up through Spain and were at the doors of France before they were turned back. And here we are now, this much later, and I don't think the world is aware that there are people who believe they are still at war with us. So we must be Christian, we must be compassionate, we must be understanding. As people of the cross, we have to do everything that we can. But I think we have to be aware also of what we're not hearing about.